I don't know if you have seen the Canada geese around Silver Lake while they're sleeping, but it's a really fascinating to watch. While all the rest of the geese are sleeping, one goose is not. One goose has her head held up high, watching all the other geese, ready to give the traditional Canadian honker alarm if she sees any crows, coyotes, foxes, raccoons, or wolves. When I was in the seminary, Father Giertych, my Dominican professor and the papal theologian, used to call me the Canadian goose. That was my nickname from the papal theologian. Why? Because, he said, while all the other students in his class were sleeping, I always had my head held up, fully awake, and taking notes during his moral theology class. I was the Canadian goose, watching and paying attention. And if you have this picture of the Canada goose watching, you have a mental picture of today's theme for the first Sunday of Advent. Watch. The word watch is mentioned four times in today's short gospel from St. Mark. Be watchful. It is like a man traveling abroad and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. Watch. It's our word for this first Sunday of Advent. It'll appear again in our Advent preface, right before the Holy Holy. We'll say, when he comes again in glory and majesty and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. For what are we watching? The preface clearly tells us we are watching for the day when Jesus Christ will come in glory and majesty. But we don't know exactly when he's coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. St. Ephrem writes, God keeps these things hidden so that we may keep watch. Watch, therefore. I think that watching has a few essential characteristics. The first characteristic of watching is you have to be stationary. You have to be still. Can't be running around. How many deer hunters do you know go running around? They get in a deer stand. They stay in one place and they watch for a deer. When you're fishing, you drop your anchor and keep the boat stationary, and then you watch that bobber intently. You stay still. And it's going to be difficult to keep still during this Advent season with a frenzy of activities. But we can't watch if we're in a hustle and bustle of activity. Watching implies that we have our bodies and souls still. And the second characteristic of watching is that we have to be silent. There's nothing worse than a chatty Kathy in the deer stand. There's nothing worse than a chatty Kathy in the fishing boat while you're trying to catch fish. Shh, quiet, right? In the deer stand, in the fishing boat. You have to be silent. Watching implies that your mouth is closed and your eyes are open. It's going to be difficult to be silent during this Advent season when we have noise, 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 noise. Just to be quiet and watch. And the last characteristic of watching implies that you have to have your eyes open, right? You can't fall asleep. How can you watch something if your eyes are shut? The danger is, you see, once I'm stationary and I'm not moving, once I'm absolutely silent, then begins the litany of the head bobs. The litany of the head bobs, trying to stay awake, right? It's the danger of being just being in one place and being quiet. My eyes want to close. And Jesus says, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. It's difficult to stay awake. When Peter, James, and John were asked by Jesus to watch and pray with him for 1 hour in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before he died, they didn't do so well, did they? They didn't keep watch. Instead, they all fell asleep. Because they were not watching, they got scared when the enemy came, and they all deserted the Lord. When the 10 virgins in Matthew's gospel were asked to watch for the coming of the bridegroom, they too all fell asleep. And when the bridegroom finally came at midnight, only 5 of the wise virgins had brought oil for their lamps and were ready to go with him into the wedding feast. The only people I can think of who didn't fall asleep were some poor, humble, smelly shepherds who were keeping the night watch over their flock. And because they were keeping the night watch and they didn't fall asleep, they saw the glory of the Lord shine around them. And they heard the multitude of the heavenly hosts singing Gloria in excelsis Deo et in terra pax hominibus bonae voluntatis. They were the first people in the world to adore the Savior. And it's only because they were watching. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the Lord is coming. If Jesus, the divine bridegroom, came at, let's say, midnight, will you be watching?